fast cars.
Hello, ladies.
This is Women Take the Wheel.
Sit down, strap in, and turn on all you've got.
Nikki Clark is taking you behind the scenes.
You're ready to win.
Let me tell you, these cars, they get up and go pretty good.
Introducing you to women drivers,
crew members,
and fans of the racing world. Plus, Nikki is bringing you the latest racing news in Indiana and beyond.
We're going to bring it to you from the tower as they get ready to pull into the beam.
From the All Indiana Podcast Network.
All right, strap yourselves in.
Woo! Getting off the track and in your ears. This is Women Take the Wheel.
Come on, baby.
With your host.
Here we go.
Nikki Clark.
Hi, I'm Nikki Clark, your host for Women Take the Wheel here on the All Indiana Podcast Network. And on this episode, I'm talking the business of drag racing with the vice president of Don Schumacher Racing, Megan Schumacher. She grew up at the track learning from one of the best, the Don himself. And Megan shares what goes into owning a team on and off the track. And she lets us know what fans don't see behind the scenes at the DSR shop. Stay tuned.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome to Women Take the Wheel. I'm Nikki Clark, and today with me is Megan Schumacher, VP over at Don Schumacher Racing. How are you doing today, Megan?
I am good. Thanks so much for having me on, Nicole. I appreciate it.
Oh, no problem. I've loved working with you and so recognizable at the track. And you've been out there for a while, not giving away ages, but you grew up in the sport. I mean, and you've done it all, haven't you?
I definitely feel like I have, but there is also so much that I still want to do. I have been out in the sport pretty much my entire life. Tony is my brother, and he started racing professionally in Top Fuel, and I was about 7 years old when that happened, and I pretty much have been on the road full-time ever since. So it's definitely a wild ride when you think about it in terms of a number sense. The majority of my life, over the majority of my life, has been spent at a racetrack, but I also wouldn't have it any other way.
Same way. Grew up there, wouldn't have it any other way. And you've done several jobs. What was the very first job that you did while you were out at the track?
So the first job I would consider as like an actual job being out there was when Facebook kind of started popping off, and like these businesses started to create Facebook pages, and we were starting to kind of incorporate social media into the drag racing space, into our team space. I would say that's when I would title like my first official job within DSR. And I really led the charge with our team in terms of kind of figuring out what social media looked like for us as a team with our drivers. And at the time, we started just with Facebook, then went out to Twitter, and then when Instagram came around, and I had a blog for many years on our own website, and also with NHRA, we did YouTube videos. Like, it was really just kind of getting hands-on in that space with our marketing and PR teams, and that, for me, was such a fun thing. And it's crazy when you think back on like what it started, like that space started as, and now where it is today. It's wild.
And it is, because I was thinking about that. Like, you are one of the true first big ones out there on social media, and kudos to you, because you handled it very well. Because, you know, you're out there, you know, and since I've been out there, you're taking the pictures, you're getting the video, you're interviewing the drivers, and it's a lot more work than people think it is.
Definitely. And at the time, we were just kind of figuring it out as we go. So we were like, oh, wait, how do we edit this video? And we had a great team at the time around us that really just kind of like we dug in and we had ideas and we were just kind of spitballing. We were like, well, let's get this camera and try to make it work and get this software editing app and see what'll happen. And it's very funny to see like where it started as to what it is today. And we've had such a great team over the years that have managed and ran our social media accounts, and it's incredible where it is today.
Yeah, and Ashley Keller was recently on the show, and she did an amazing job with like pictures and video and that too. And
Ashley was such a great asset to our team, and she loves drag racing, but her passion was always the roundy round cars. So I'm happy for her that she got to go back into that world.
And that's what I love too, is that's how you always know a drag race fan when you call it the roundy round cars, the cars that just go in circles. Yeah, those guys. And that's how you know who we are. If you hear us say that, yeah, you know you're a drag race fan.
I agree.
And then from there, I mean, that's when you started getting the more business side of it. When did you decide that, you know, this is what I want to do? I want to learn more. Did you go to Don and say, hey, I want to learn more. Teach me.
So it kind of happened just naturally. As I was going through college, I was still going to the races pretty much every single weekend. So for me, it was, I was learning things in the classroom and applying them in real life. I did my undergraduate degree in marketing, and then my master's was in business. So kind of everything that I was learning by a textbook, I was also able to apply in real life pretty much at the same time. I would say that's when I really started getting more hands-on in the management side of our business. And throughout pretty much my entire life, Don has been very, I would be involved and I would be a part of all the conversations, whether that be sponsorship, whether that be crew members, like whatever kind of was going on, I always knew about it, would give my opinion on it. So it just kind of happened organically. One of the programs that also expanded my role within DSR while I was still in college was when Terry Chandler decided that she wanted to sponsor a team, which then also became two teams. And also that's when you and I got to work together. And when Terry came into the scene and wanted to follow in her brother's footsteps and sponsor the cars, that was really, for me, when I got hands-on in every step of the process in terms of building a team and starting branding from scratch and all that goes into that. The first off season that I had to worry about fire suits and crew shirts and designs for all that and designs for trailer, like every aspect before I would just kind of see the bigger picture of that. And that was the first time that I was in that with involved in every step of the process. And obviously there was a lot to that program also with the charity aspect. It was the first time in my life that I've been able to work with charities on a hands-on basis, and it was just absolutely incredible to have that experience with Terry and also with the charity side of things as well, and to kind of see our operation from that view.
And that's the thing too, is that is something you do not learn in a classroom. There's hardly a classroom that it's going to teach you about getting your car sponsorships, getting all that, you know, and the little things that go into a team so many people don't think about.
100%. And that's why for me, like, I feel like I had the best opportunity and it kind of just all worked out so well that it all happened at the same time.
Yeah. And she was such a great lady and she did so much to help so many charities and give so many lights, you know, light and spotlight on these charities and these kids. Oh my God. Having those kids out at the track and seeing the race cars, meeting the drivers. That was just so touching that you guys did that.
100%. And I honestly think about Terry every single day and what she did for our sport, what she did for the charities, what she did for our team, our family. It's just absolutely incredible to think back on how amazing that experience truly was. And it's great to see that there are people that are still also looked at what the Chandlers did, Terry, and then her husband, Doug, continuing after her passing. And now we have partnership with the Maynard family, who also has such a passion for giving back, for using their blessings to help other people. And for me, it's amazing to see Terry's legacy living on in that way.
Exactly. Like I said, I just loved her, and she loved everything about being out there and just loved the cars. And so I'm so glad we are blessed with her and all, and having her at the track. And so
I agree.
Yeah. And so then you moved into the business side of it. And here's another thing I was going to bring up. Most people don't realize, they're like, well, DSR, you know, oh, they only have Tony out there, one car. DSR is more about one car. You guys have an entire auto parts, performance parts business. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so that is one thing that is funny, is a lot of people look at our building or look at what we're doing as just racing, just the cars that you see on the racetrack with DSR branding or coming out of our stable. So that is a part of it, and that also throughout the years has spun off into other businesses for us. So starting with DSR Performance, that is what we produce parts, race car parts, for people that race in Top Fuel, in Funny Car, some of who have very familiar names. Obviously, Justin Ashley runs our parts, Josh Hart, Cruz Petragon, Paul Lee, Bob Tasca, and then some other familiar names that have started their own teams recently. We have Antron still running all of our parts, Ron Katz running our parts, and then same with Tony Stewart when he went out to start his teams with Matt and Leah. They run our parts as well. So DSR looks differently, with Tony being our only driver in Fuel, and then we have the three factory stock teams as well. And it looks different, but at the end of the day, we're still doing what we love, and that's benefiting and kind of promoting the industry and doing things to better the industry and using all of our experience, all of our championships and wins, and all of the technology that we have learned from all of our amazing crew chiefs and crew, and we're turning that into parts that are proving on track to be successful, have proved to be on track and successful over the years. And another thing that we're also doing is we're expanding that program. We're making parts for Pro Mod cars. We obviously make parts for factory stock, for the factory stock showdown class with the drag pack program. And DSR Performance is also launching into something new and exciting that will be announced the Friday of the Charlotte race.
Ooh,
so we're getting really excited for that program. And I think that it's going to create a lot of buzz and definitely a lot of excitement for people to see what really is kind of happening in our building besides just Tony and the Duffield car and the factory stock program on track, as well as the people that run our parts. So we're really excited about that. And then also that takes place under our building as well is we have a precision manufacturing shop, DSM. A lot of people have heard of us use the acronym DSM, but pretty much we produce components and parts for aerospace, defense, marine industries, and other industries as well. So even though our on-track presence looks differently, we are still going full throttle, shall we say, inside our shop.
See, I didn't know about the DSM part either. That is very cool, because I know you're expanding, and my buddies who work on your crews, they're like, well, they need somebody to work over on this other side now, because that yep. has ramped up so much.
Yeah, we're hiring like crazy. There is so much expansion there, and it's a really exciting time for us. And that's just like, change is good, and change is exciting, and we're really excited to see what the future brings with all endeavors, and we'll see what happens.
And it's a family affair too. So your husband Chad, he also works under the DSR umbrella too. So it's all family, isn't it?
Yes, it is. He runs the DSM and DSR Performance Parts side of the business. So it's nothing honestly is better. I get to work with my husband and also my father, and we're so lucky to be able to work with our entire family, with my brother driving the car, and we get to have a lot of fun together, and that's the best part.
It is. And I always see at the starting, like, their dad, he's always got his signature red shirt on, and I just love it. He's
yep,
such exactly. a nice guy.
Yes, he is. We're so lucky to have him in our lives, obviously personally, but also professionally. His knowledge of what he's gone through over the years in business, in racing and in not in racing, it's just absolutely incredible. And we're lucky to have him as a mentor.
Perfect. What is the best advice he has ever given you? And it can be both business and personal, but what's that best tidbit of advice you've gotten from Don that you kind of live by?
So one of Don's like main kind of advice, and I'm sure there are people out there that he has probably also given this advice to. Actually, I know that for a fact. And he always says, work harder than your competition. Like, you have to be willing to put in the hours, put in the time, and just dig in and just really be willing to put that work in for the success to come to you. And so I always kind of try to remind myself of that. And obviously some days it's easier than others, but that really is the key to success.
It truly is. And is there a plan or a timeline for when you're going to kind of take the reins from Don? Or is it more of like you guys kind of tag team it right now for running DSR?
So there isn't a time frame in mind. Don absolutely loves what he's doing. He loves working. And right now it works for us that we all get to kind of work hand in hand. Don and I work hand in hand on the racing side. And then we obviously get to work hand in hand with Chad on the DSR performance side and the DSM side. So right now we're kind of all happy with all just working together.
Good. And once, you know, before I move on to some other more fun questions, I just want to point out the fact, too, that, you know, you did all this and working while getting your master's degree in business, which a lot of people out there haven't done. So I just have to give major kudos to you for doing all that.
Thank you. I appreciate it. And you know what? As I said, I was lucky to be able to have the hands-on experience to kind of go with what I was learning in the classroom. And I definitely can say that over the years, it has helped me a lot, and I'm very thankful that I was able to have that.
And now, you know, you've been in racing, and I've gotten this question too when people ask me, have you ever wanted to drive? And my answer has always been like, oh, no, I'm not a good driver. Ask people who've seen me on a golf cart. But, I mean, did you ever go, you know, once be like, I want to get behind the wheel of one of those?
So we had a PR person way back, kind of when I first started getting involved, and we joked with him. I was like, oh, I never know how to like answer that because I never really have. And he goes, you always just need to tell people that you see your future behind the desk, not behind the wheel. And that's always kind of how I've operated. And that is the one thing that we kind of always talk about, we meeting Don and myself, and we've been public with the fact that that is the one area of experience that I don't have. Don drove in the 60s, 70s for many years. And so he has the experience on track that I do not. And so that for me, in terms of managing people and teams and drivers and all of that, like I can't fully grasp exactly what that's like because I've never done it. A couple of years back, I warmed up a Top Fuel car a couple of times just to understand, like in the pits, on the stand, just to kind of understand the procedure and how it worked, just to get a better understanding. But that's about as far as I have wanted to take it.
Oh, that's more than me. That's more me. And like I said, and I think I've seen you say this before too, is you've got the right people around you too. You have like great people who have driven, like Lewis, you know, who's driven and can give you that advice.
100%. And that's another thing that Don has always instilled in myself and even in my husband, Chad, is that it's all about the people that you have around you. You need to have such a strong team of people around you because that's the only way that you're going to be successful in any type of business. And that is, like, I am so thankful for the team that we have built at DSR and at our other businesses as well, because that is the people that we can count on. Like you said, for different experiences that we might not have experience in or things that are not our specialty, we know how to have those people either in-house already or find them.
And it is exactly right. And so now we'll get into some more fun questions. So I'd like to ask, like, what is the most memorable race that you've ever been to? Because, I mean, you've gone through a lot of history at DSR, so many championships and wins. Which one stands out to you the most?
So that's a very difficult question.
Sorry.
I would say that all of the championships, I can, like, pull snippets from each day, like, from each one in the day that it happened. But I would say, oh, everyone's like, oh, the run when Tony had to set the world record and win the race to win the championship. That was absolutely incredible. I was so young that I don't even think at the time that I got to even fully grasp what was happening and how it happened. But I would say that all of them have their moments where you're just like, wow, like, this is so amazing. And I can literally think back to all these different days. Like, I think back to when Gary Selzy won his funny car championship. And I think back to Antron's first championship and Hagen's first year. Like, there's all these moments that kind of just can pop into my head. I will say that when I think of most memorable days, I will always think about the day we captured our 200th win and also our 300th win as an organization. I think, and we did those with double ups. And I feel those were very special because it was a great reminder to all of us, all the people that have touched our organization, and just kind of like the power of the people, like we were talking about. And I think for me, those days were our best reminders of how incredible the team around us is and how hard they work to get the job done.
Exactly. And it's just kind of funny too. I'm like, yeah, I forgot Selzy drew for you guys too, because I was a big fan of his, and he's a riot. And now he's got his kids driving cars.
I know, it's so crazy to see, and it's amazing following along with them, like on Twitter and social media. And a couple, we usually see Gary maybe once or twice a year. He'll come out to visit, and it's absolutely incredible. And also to add on into terms of memories, those are kind of my favorite racing related memories. I would say with the charity teams and Terry Chandler, we had so many different memories. We granted so many wishes, the things we got to do through the Infinite Hero program, through Riley Children's Hospital, MD Anderson and Cancer Center in Texas. Like, there were so many memories there that were just so heartwarming and fulfilling that I'm so thankful that, thanks to Terry and all that she has done and did, that we were able to experience and be a very small part of those moments.
Oh, yeah. Y'all made me cry every time. I'm just like, oh, my God. When you had the little boy who got the junior dragster, and then you had the one who got to do the two-seater, and he beat Tommy. Yeah. I'm like, those were so precious.
I will never forget those.
They are great. Do you have a favorite track by chance?
Ooh, so I would, back in the day, I would say it was Route 66 Raceway in Joliet. I grew up in the Chicagoland area. So for me, that was the track that the majority of my friends got to come out and visit, and I got to share like what we do with them. So for me, I would say it was Joliet. I have always loved going to Pomona for the start and finish. I think kind of just bookending our season there is always really special, and starting the season there, like, it just kind of, I really love the start and the finish out there. And then I also, I really enjoy the Charlotte race as well. That facility is just so beautiful. And then the start of the first time we ever went four wide racing, which was just such a crazy experience and still is. So I would have to say those are kind of my tops.
I hear you on the Charlotte. They treat us so well. They're there, so organized, and have everything together. Plus, that's where we have the bracket, the bracketology, where I can win the ace parking spot.
Yeah.
I never win, but I could.
You could. There's hope.
Yeah, there's hope. And now, what kind of advice would you give for other girls who want to get into motorsports, be it driving, behind the scenes, you know, being an owner, VP? What kind of advice would you give to them?
So I kind of a couple-prong approach to this. So I would first of all tell them that any experience is good experience. So say you want to get into social media, maybe a social media role is not available, but a marketing role is, or a hospitality role is. I think just know, like, get your foot in the door somewhere is a great way to kind of get started. Another thing is also, a lot of times a role might not be available. If you reach out to a team, you reach out to us or whatever team out there, if a role is not available at that moment, pass along your resume. Just send an email and say, hey, or reach out on social media and say, hey, kind of give us a little bit of brief information about yourself and say, I'm interested in XYZ role. Let me know if there's ever an opportunity to work together. And I think it's kind of a great way to kind of put your foot in the door and put your hat in the ring, so to speak, because a lot of times we will look with any resumes that we do have on file from people that have sent them in, and kind of start there when we are looking for a candidate, whether that be a crew person, whether that be in management, whether that be in any aspect of our business. So I would definitely recommend that. And then I would also give a warning that just know that it is a grind. It's a great grind, but it's a grueling season, but it also is so fulfilling, and it is so much fun, and it's a great opportunity to have so many different experiences. It's more than just the racing component of it. There's so much that goes into it, and there's a lot of opportunities to have a lot of experience in different facets, all under the racing umbrella, but more than just cars going down the racetrack.
Exactly. And you become a family out there too. I mean, you're with these people so much, and you travel so much, and it becomes a family. And
I can attest to that you guys hire within, because like you said, getting into hospitality, I have so many friends who started there and now they're all working on cars, or, you know, they want to do more marketing in that, and because they learned when they start with you guys. And honestly, that's a great place to see how everything works. And you guys, that's another thing. You do way more hospitality out at the track than people see, because half of the food out there comes from you guys.
100%. And that's another thing when you talk about the businesses within DSR that are operating and strong, and that is one of our hospitality programs. So if you look at our hospitality pit area today, it looks very similar. We're still sharing hospitality space with Ron Kapp, who started his own team this past offseason. We still provide him hospitality, and we provide, I would say, the majority of the teams out there with food. So even though you might not see our tent or our branding with their food, it came from our kitchen.
Like I said, you guys run such a good business at the track, because, yeah, racing is fun and everything, but when it comes down to it, it's still a business.
100%. And it is a business. And at the end of the day, that is how Don has always operated all of his companies. They are businesses. It is, yes, it's 1,000% his passion. It's all of our passions, but it is a business. And for us, we want to be the best in whatever we do, whether that's selling parts, that's selling food, that's providing any type of service, that we want to be the best at whatever we do, and whatever we put our name on is going to be done to the best of our ability.
Exactly, 100%. And now where are we going to find you on social media? Like, what, where do you want people to follow, to keep up with you, to keep up with the team? Where can they go to?
So if you look on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, search Don Schumacher Racing for Facebook, and at Shoe Racing, S-H-O-E Racing, on Twitter and Instagram to follow along with our team. We're working on doing some more updates to our Don Schumacher Manufacturing and DSR Performance Parts social media accounts, so keep an eye for those. And then personally, I post at Megan Fess, which is F-E-S-S, and then Shu, S-C-H-U, on Instagram and Twitter. And those are the best places to find us. But if anyone's ever out at the track, we're very accessible and reachable out there as well.
And one last note, too. So you recently, 5 months ago, we were talking about you have now baby Ella. And is she going to be out at the races, too? Or is she going to want to get into the business, do you think, too?
We will find out. She has not been out to a racetrack yet, but we're looking at bringing her to Charlotte. So that might be her first event coming up, but we definitely plan to have her out there, but also at home as well with our family. And we have such a great support system that allows my husband and I both to keep working and keep doing what we love, and make sure that Ella's taken care of as well. So we're thankful for that, but she'll be out there a couple times a year for sure.
Perfect. Well, thank you for joining us, Megan. I really appreciate you coming to talk today.
Yeah, thank you so much. I appreciate it as well. It's great to talk to you.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait until you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the "no animals were harmed" message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
Thank you again for listening. I'm Nikki Clark, and this is Women Take the Wheel. Be sure to connect and follow on Facebook when you search for Women Take the Wheel. And be sure to follow and subscribe to this podcast right now on the All Indiana Podcast Network.
From the All Indiana Podcast Network, this is Women Take the Wheel with Nikki Clark. Follow and subscribe to this podcast now and discover even more great podcasts on the All Indiana Podcast Network. Online at allindianapodcastnetwork.com. All Indiana Podcast Network.com.